you know, that empowerment that you have, it's useful for you to have a reflection to say, you know, currently in my career, where am I right now? You know, am I more of a passenger? And do I need to be in that way? Or do I need to move it forward and think about how I can start to drive things forward in the way that I want?
Hello and welcome to the Medical Women Podcast, the podcast from the Medical Women's Federation, the largest body of women doctors in the UK. I'm Dr. Nuthana Bayankaram. I'm the Vice President of MWF, and I have the honour and joy of being your host, as each week we hear from wonderful guests to help you feel more empowered and confident on your medical career journey. Hi, everyone. I hope that you are all keeping well. So over the next few weeks, our podcast episodes are going to be snippets from our recent MWF Spring Conference that we're going to be sharing with you. So thank you so much to MedAll for allowing us to use their platform to host our conference. And it also means that we're then able to download the files and make them into audio to share with all of you. So thank you, MedAll. And thank you to Jenna, our editor, who has edited them into audio episodes for you. So this week's episode is the first of the three sessions from our conference that we're going to be sharing, and it's with a previous podcast guest, Susie Edwards. Susie is a careers coach, and she just has the most amazing energy, and I'm so glad that she was doing the first session at the conference, because she engaged everybody, she got everybody included in the workshop, and so even though we were all kind of on our own at home, she made it feel like we were all in the same room, and that was really lovely. So I would recommend that you listen to this episode when, not when you're driving, but when you've got a bit of time to be at home with a notebook, because Susie gives us really great questions to reflect on and ask ourselves when we're thinking about our career fulfillment. And so if you're at home listening, then it'll be easier for you to kind of write them down in your notebook as she's asking the questions, so that you'll be going along with the workshop. Susie's been on the podcast before, and that's why I invited her to come to the conference, because her previous episode was one of the most popular episodes of the podcast. So I'm sure this one will also be very popular, and I hope that you will find it very helpful. I have started making the reflective worksheets so that you've got some free and fun CPD. So do use those, and please do let me know what you think of those worksheets. You know, with the podcast, you kind of make it and you put it out there, and then you have absolutely no idea who's listening and what people are finding helpful. So I find it really, really valuable when I hear back from you. So thank you so much for sharing the podcast and your ratings and reviews of the podcast. If you haven't yet done that, I would so appreciate if you could take 2 minutes to rate and review the podcast. It makes the algorithms then know that we exist, and it shows it to more people so that we can help support and empower as many medical women in their careers as possible. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
And the next chairs are the wonderful Dr. Nuthana Bayankaram, who's the Vice President, who you all know through her podcast fame. And also our wonderful Medical Women's Federation student representative on council, Akshara Sharma. And they are going to co-chair the next session, because we want to live the dream of empowering women to lead from an early stage. Please enjoy the day.
Thank you, Chloe, and a very warm welcome to everybody joining us today. As Chloe said, I am Nuthana. I'm the Vice President of the Medical Women's Federation and host and co-producer of the Medical Women podcast. And in this morning's session, I'm delighted that I've got Akshara co-chairing. So I'll be handing over to Akshara in a minute. And the speakers that we've got in this session have all previously been on the podcast and have had some of the most popular podcast episodes. So we're delighted to have them here with us today speaking. So I'll hand over to Akshara to introduce our first speaker.
Hello, everybody. So today we have Susie Edwards. She's a director of OneRef and has almost 20 years of experience working in healthcare, science, business, education, and the media. She has three strands of interest: leadership and management, communication in the workplace, and career wellness. And her purpose is to support individuals and their teams to be more fulfilled, happy, and successful at work. And she does this through coaching and training. Organizations that she's currently working with include the Academy of Medical Sciences, the British Medical Journal, the British Medical Association, Health Education England, Wellcome Sanger Institute, numerous NHS trusts like King's College London, London School of Economics, and Angela Ruskin University. And she's trained as a happiness facilitator and Thomas Kilman Conflict Instrument and MBTI practitioner. Welcome, Susie Edwards.
Oh, it's so lovely to be here. Thanks so much for the most beautiful introduction. I didn't realize you were going to do all of it, but good grief. It makes me sound, you know, a bit much actually. So let's just see how we go. Just while we're waiting for it to upload, one of the things that I'm wanting to do in this session, so it's lovely to be with you all, was I thought it might be interesting for us to think about in the context of today, really how we can kind of create career possibilities to empower action and for us to take control of what we do. Now, one of the things that I'm fascinated by is what I would call the kind of the messiness that is your career journey. And no one's journey is straightforward. And I think one of the things that's so wonderful to try and do, and there's three things that I'm keen to cover with you, is just to try and think about how do we actually create and shape those possibilities so that ahead of you, you can try and pinpoint your strengths and think about ways that you can build that into your career. And then I wanted to just share a couple of ponders, I guess, things for you to think about. And I'm hoping that it will inspire action, will also make you think, oh yeah, this is one of my kind of things that I do. I need to think more about that. So this is the idea now. And that's what I'll do. The slides are almost there. They're getting ready. And it says I can present, so I'm good to go. So hopefully here you can see here. So this is the session, and these are the areas that I want to look at. So these kind of focusing on strengths, thinking about some techniques. And so one of the things that would be great for me to know is a little bit about yourself. So in the chat, I can see quite a lot. It would be great for me to know a little bit more about the stage that you're at. So just go wild and just tell me a little bit about the career stages that you're at. So just where you are in your journey so that I can just weave it in, because I know there'll be different people at different stages. There'll be medical students, there'll be junior doctors, there'll be specialist doctors, there'll be SAS, there'll be consultants. I'm hoping there's going to be everyone and anyone. And one of my, great. So there we go. I can see a few things starting to come through slowly but surely. That's wonderful. Ah, so that's great. Thank you, Chloe. I can see that you're clinical academic. And so one of the things that's really interesting about the different routes that people have is it creates their own opportunities. And I can see medical student, I can see psychiatry, wonderful. And then also midway through consultant life. Now, what's fascinating about the consultant life and also medical manager is the combination that you have. And it's just so insightful to see everyone's background. And so the reason that I wanted to do that is that one of the things that I find for most people is that when they start to think about their career, you know, at any time of our life, it's really good to do. But there's no better time than right now for us to start to think about it. Because as we navigate through, you'll find that often I find people describing things to me, and I'm just using my hands to visualize this, which is they'll kind of say to me, they'll say, Susie, they'll say, I actually sort of feel like my career within medicine is a bit like a conveyor belt, where I'm going from like one thing to the next thing. And actually, once I start to unpick it and get a bit more of a sense of it, one of the things that I find is that once people start to talk about their career and describe that conveyor belt, I then think, hold on a minute, let's press the pause on that conveyor belt. Let's all be a bit more like meerkats and just step about and have a little look around. Because one of the things that we actually find is that our careers, as we navigate them, for many of you, you will have gone kind of step by step, but you might also have paused to kind of do a fellowship, to start to kind of get your nose into something else around research. You might well have had a complete break because you've actually got other things going on in life that you need to do. And so what I sort of almost want us to think about is that within our career, it's a bit more like a maze. It's a bit like a labyrinth. There's these twists, there's turns, there's dead ends. But for each of us who is here today, we're all heading in a direction. And in a way, sometimes we don't always think about where we're going. We kind of just let it, you know, float along. And actually, what would be quite nice for you to do today is think about, you know, in relation to my career, no matter what stage I'm at, you know, when was the last time I really thought about where I'm going with it next. You know, clinically, all of you are brilliant, but are there other things that you're getting involved in where actually it's kind of taking a bit too much of your time, and you've maybe developed an interest and you've taken it as far as you can? And it's, so it's trying to get you to think a little bit more around that. And from a careers perspective, which is, you know, one of my main areas of focus that I love the most doing, you'll find that for each of you, that straight path is more messy, and you'll have your own way of navigating. But there is a structure that you might not necessarily have thought about that you're doing. And I wanted to just share, there's a four-step part to it. And I'm just going to share this next, explain it as the headlines, and then I'm just going to take you through parts of it. Because each of you will be at different stages, it's just really nice for you to think about where you're at and in what way. And so one of the things that's important to look at is that you can see here there's a circle on the screen. And if I just take the kind of top right quadrant, you'll start to see these four areas. So there's the kind of like understanding about self. Then there's like, you know, do I actually know myself? Yes. But in what ways? You know, where are the strengths that you've got? And are we focusing on those? Because sometimes I find that people fixate on their areas of development. Well, of course you want to do that too. But actually, if you've got things that you're really good at, let's do more of that. Let's think about how we build on those strengths and cultivate the kind of career that we want around that, and bring people around you as you progress through your career who have those interests that you can come together with. The second part is how we generate ideas. And actually, there's nowhere better than today to be doing that with this like-minded crew of people that you've got here, where you can share and talk about where you're at in relation to your career. And then I do find decision-making around how we make decisions. For some people, there's certain things that happen along the way where they might have made a decision based on kind of role modeling, or actually made a decision because someone said, actually, you could be good at this. And you're thinking, oh, maybe, and go for it in that way. But there's no right or wrong way. But I just want to share a couple of things around that. So in terms of thinking where you all are in your career, it'd be really interesting to kind of just know, where do you think you are in relation to self, ideas? Do you feel like for you, the self is the area? Or are you just trying to make it happen, that implementation? Have a little think and just put in the chat where you think you might be. And let me just have a look in the chat as we go. Okay. Ah, nice. Yeah, wonderful. So I'm starting to see things coming through now in terms of career. So some people are kind of late career. Some people are on a pause. Some people are at the idea stage, which is great. And so for some of you, you might be in multiple parts of it, you know, so you're just thinking about where we are. Yes, I can see quite a few of you on the generating ideas part. So I've got a question that I want us to think about in relation to each part. It's good for me to know because I can start to share different ideas. And I can see that there's quite a few of you on the ideas, but some of you are just like, you're actually, I want to make it happen. You know, that's where I'm at now. I'm at the implementation. So I know where I'm at. I've created those ideas. I know where I want to go, but I just now need to focus it. And so one of the things that's really gorgeous to try and think about in relation to yourself is, where am I on this journey? And I'm going to bring up a picture now on the screen, and I'm going to get you to think a little bit about it. And I love the comment, I'm loving the journey of exploring myself and my interests. So really starting to think about where you are, how you build on that. And just also this idea of really thinking about, and this is really important that one of your colleagues has mentioned here, which is this idea that Lucy's sharing around the ideas that I have and the pragmatism, which is what I'm using, the reality of what's possible. Because one of the things that's really important is that we have that vision, but we've also got to be able to make it happen and to cultivate it in the way that we want to. So thank you all for sharing that in the way that you have. I'm going to bring up this and just ask you a question on it, which is, in relation to your career, in terms of thinking about control or how empowered you are, if I was to say to you on a scale of 1 to 10, so 1 being, you know, really not in control and 10 being in control, how much control do you feel you have in relation to your career now? Just pop it in the chat, you know, so sort of 1 to 10, just getting a sense of where you are. Because actually, this is also really helpful for us to think about, because, ah, nice, thanks, Ruth. So you're kind of nice, Lucy, wonderful. So Nathaniel, you know, so midway, you know, so for some of us, depending on career stage, also where we are, we might feel less in control at other points, you know, and also if there are other factors, you know, macroeconomic factors that might well be getting in your way, then it makes it harder to do it. But it'd be interesting today. So for those of you no matter where you are in it, it'll be nice to think about how you move it forward. And so I put here a question. Oh, great. Thanks, everyone. Which is, throughout our career, you know, there are certain things that we end up doing. So for some of us, when we're on a roller coaster, you know, all of us are on this roller coaster for a moment. And for some of us, we might end up in our career being a bit more like a passenger on that kind of roller coaster. And that's absolutely fine, because it might be that that's what's needed at the time. Now, I realize that there isn't necessarily a driver at the front of it, but for some of us, we might be driving our career and really thinking about how we make that happen and in what way. But for others, depending on the type of work that you're interested in doing and the other interests that you have, you might well be designing that roller coaster. So when you start to think about it, you know, that empowerment that you have, it's useful for you to have a reflection to say, you know, currently in my career, where am I right now? You know, am I more of a passenger? And do I need to be in that way? Or do I need to move it forward and think about how I can start to drive things forward in the way that I want? So I just wanted you to hold that thought and to think about it in relation to how you do that. And you, whether you feel that, you know, you might well be, you know, moving it that way. So from passenger to driver and so on. So the first area that I wanted to look at, and for some of you, this is the phase that you're in, is I wanted us to think about our own self-awareness. So I'm just going to bring the roller coaster up on the screen now so you can see it. And the question around whether you think you're a passenger or a driver or a designer. And just thinking about that for a moment and holding it, what I'd now like to do is to take a slide where it's really getting you to think about five different aspects of self-awareness. And then once I've done that, I'm going to take one of them in particular and just pose a few questions for you to think about in relation to that. So I'll just do that now and I'll bring it up. There was a really interesting piece of work by researcher Tara Urich. And one of the things that Tara was looking at was that for many of us, we do actually think that we are really self-aware. But actually, there's two different types of self-awareness. There's the kind of the internal, you know, how clearly we see ourselves, and that understanding of how other people see us. And I think that one of the things that's fascinating for us to unpick is that at times, you know, we might find that there are certain aspects of us where we really do have a clear clarity. So for example, you know, knowing what makes us happy, you know, for many of us, the interests that we have, you know, when was the last time you did something that was outside of work, which was really relating to your outside interests? You know, and that might be something depending on your career that you're able to do every week. But for some of us, you know, we're so focused on thinking about the kind of work side and the role that we have there that sometimes we might let some other things slip. But what's important with the interests is that when you start to think about what really interests you in work, you know, in thinking about whether it be subject area, whether it be specialty, whether it be some other non-clinical aspects, would you just share with me in terms of interests where your current interests are at the moment? So just pop it in the chat, you know, whether it be more clinical in what way, or if it's more non-clinical, let me know where your interests are. Or even if it's like, I don't want to think about work, I want to think about building around life. Just pop it in the chat so I can see it now, and I'll just hold thinking while I see what people are coming through with. Brilliant. Okay, I'll see you just in a moment. It'll just take time. And as we're doing that, the other thing that, nice. So we've got medical education that I can see that's coming through just now from Susan there. And for Chloe, one of the things that you're really looking at, so for me, the Scottish in me would say, Chloe, that fire in your belly, that mojo, what makes you get up in the morning and do what you do, that really kind of like understanding about what's driving you. And I guess what you're really looking at there is that intrinsic motivator, you know, and where you are. And then Nuthana's talking about that digital aspect of thinking about, is it helping tech and doing healthiness? Sorry. Oh, wonderful. Family, life, and you're just, yeah. So yes, okay, and they've lost time for time out and hobbies. Thank you, Ruth. So actually, one of the things that's important for us to really do is that, you know, for each of us, part of our role, we need to, it's part of our role, is to switch off from work. And it's almost like we need to unplug to do that. And in order to do that, we need to be thinking about, you know, how we make sure that we have that self-compassion coming through. But what's connected to this, which is also, I hope, interesting for you to think about, is that for many of you, you'll have really great, you know, competencies and skills that you have, which are really important to you. And I think that for each of these areas, you know, around work values, there'll be some must-haves that you know that you need that really matter to you. And then how others see us, I'll bring a slide on that in a moment. But there's also things about thinking about, you know, in relation to stress, you know, what things bring out good aspects of stress, but actually, are there certain things that I'm doing where it's not actually as healthy for me as I thought it would be? So for example, the thing around thinking about yourself is just understanding what aspects of you do you find a bit more stressful, and understanding about where, in what context. Is it the environment that you're working in? Is it time related? Is it kind of the more resources? What is it that's actually relating to that? So it's just by doing that, it gives you that really good sense. So I'm just going to see things that people have mentioned just coming through in the chat now. Oh, that's lovely, Sally. You're talking about things that you're interested in relation to charity. Be really nice. Is that charity connected completely outside of medicine or in? Just pop in a bit more detail. And Kate, that's really lovely that you're really thinking about the career side, the navigation and the coaching element of it. There's a really fantastic book on You Coach You, which might be really nice to think about in relation to how you develop that even further. And then I can see that Kate's saying there around the non-clinical aspects of Felicity saying around leadership. Yeah, nice. Okay, I can see lots of great things coming through. Thanks so much, everyone. One of the questions that I wanted to ponder and get you to think about was connected to this, which is around your career reputation. So I'm just going to bring that up on the screen now. And one of the things that's interesting to think about after today, and I don't necessarily... obviously happy to see it on the screen if you want to share it. But one of the things that's really interesting is about doing three things, which is, what is the story of you right now, you know, today? Where are you right now in relation to, this is your kind of career, where are you right now? If you're thinking about yourself as a kind of that narrative, where are you? Where would you like to be, say, in a year from now? And then actually taking that further forward, you know, where do I see that? Not too far forward, but just where do I see myself in the next year and a half? And actually, once I start to do that, then the questions that could unfold are, who can I learn from today to help me to move forward? You know, and from a career management perspective, one of the things that's fascinating around career reputation, now I know you can see the door, my door in the background. If you were thinking about you leaving the room, you know, what are the footsteps that you leave behind? You know, when you leave a role, when you leave an area, and that career reputation that we have is something that really outlives the role that we do. And so it's really useful to think about, with the interactions that you have, the professional and personal relationships that you make, you know, how are you building that up in a way that's sort of right for you? And so what I'm just going to do is ask a question now for you, and I'm going to bring up a few words on the screen. And each of these words, okay, you might find other ones that resonate, but I'd like you to think about three that really connect with you. And I'm just going to do that now and bring that up on the screen. So the action here on the career reputation is just to have a pause and think about, where's your story right now in relation to your career? And if you were thinking about how it fits where you want to be, you know, what are you doing really well? You know, what's going really well? And perhaps thinking about, where is my focus next? Okay. And so there's just something there to connect in to think about. So what I'll just do now is bring this up on the screen. You're going to see a whole bunch of words, you know. So on the surface, you know, values in a way, you know, when you start to think about them, the kind of work and life values, they do resonate together. But of the words that you see there on the screen, have a little look around. What are the three words, when you see them, that kind of values that really resonate with you, your must-haves? Pop them in the chat so that I can see three of those that kind of really come together. Just have a bit of a think about it now. You know, around what things kind of come together for you. Top three words that kind of really connect in, that relate to your values. Let's just see how that moves on. I'm just seeing a few things coming through just in a moment as we go. The reason for doing this, nice. I can see work-life balance. Emily, I can see people, location, spark. Nithana, happiness, making a difference and advancement. Anthea, making a difference. So I can see, yeah, wonderful. So one of the things that's really important to think about, and again, the reason why I wanted us to do this right now, is that actually these are kind of the fundamental, these are our must-haves. These are the things that no matter what we do, in a way, they really need to connect with what we do next in relation to our role and how we want to kind of lead that work. So also, it's things that also you'll share with other people. So I can see there that Adelizia said diversity. You know, when you're thinking about that, one of the things that comes through, you know, as a compassionate and inclusive leader with what you do, you might also think, you know, within that, Is it diversity of thought? Is it, how am I using what I do there? And I can also see the honesty, but you're starting to get a sense of, for other people, what's driving them as well. Bernie, I can see fun. I'm just scooting through them now. You know, I can see happiness coming through. Jyoti, making a difference, you know, that work-life balance. Agita, I can see fairness. You know, and actually these are things that really drive you forward. So as an action, hold on to those and think about, you know, how do they show up in the work that you do? The next thing that I'd like us to do, I'm just taking us on a journey, you know, around our career and getting you to think about the different bits. It's almost a bit like I have a Mary Poppins carpet bag of things I'm bringing out to share. But one of the next things that's so wonderful to do in relation to this is, like, I've got these must-haves that I know for me are really important. How do they connect in with my work? But also the next thing to think about is we all have tremendous strengths in what we do, you know, and this is something to really celebrate and empower us on. And you'll see on the screen next, I've just brought up three images here of thinking about our strengths. And one of the things that's wonderful to do, you know, is to do three things. And I was taught this during my happiness facilitator training, which was to think about three things that's going on. One is connected to a rose. What is great that's happening in relation to your career right now in terms of the strengths that you have? So a rose. Then there's the second part, which is a bud. What are you just flourishing or starting to work on where you're not quite sure where it's going to go just yet, but you know that it's something that you've got? And then you, all of us have a little bit of a thorn, something that's getting in our way. And are there different ways for us to think and to tackle that, to enable that to kind of move from being a thorn to actually more of a rose? And so within your strengths that you have, one for each of you in the room, you will all have a strength that you know that's something that's great about what you do. And often we don't shout enough about our strengths. And what I'd just like us to do next is for each of us to just think, what is it that I feel that I'm really, you know, I'm actually really good at this. It's something that I do really well. It could be anything from, you know, the organizing, it could be listening, but it could be a kind of technical skill. Would you pop in the chat now, you know, just kind of owning one of our strengths in relation to, like, your career that you're really good at? Just pop it in now. As we're doing that now, I can start to see things coming through. Thanks, everyone. Oh, wonderful. So Chloe's got leadership. So one of the things as a strength, so actually when we're thinking about that, one of the things to really think about in relation to that is, in what way do I use that and how can I build that and share it with other people? You know, Nuthana's saying talking to people, that kind of richness of having the ability to talk. And then Lucy's actually saying that I'm using the shared humanity element. But one of the things that's wonderful, if you can listen, you can listen with that intent, with fascination. You can also listen to what's not being said. And actually by doing that, you create that trust, that rapport, that energy, that connection. Susan's mentioned there that ability to teach. Alana's saying being, you know, that motivation. And by doing that, you can inspire action. So each of us have got these qualities that we can use that sometimes we don't say it out loud, which I'm really pleased we're all doing now today, is thinking about it. Helen saying that, you know, that mentoring and that ability to mentor others. Oh, this is really nice, wonderful. You know, valuing each other, as Kate's saying, and collaborating with other people, that's fantastic. And so with that strength and thinking about your values, those two things, the next thing to really think about is, am I using that enough? You know, if I'm really good at collaborating, you know, as Rashmi, am I using it enough? So there's a few things I want us to kind of connect in. And I'll just talk for a moment about doing this just for a few minutes on just how we might do that. You know, and so how I'll do that is just share a few things on the screen. So there's just a few slides I'm going to just talk for you briefly. One of them is around, how can I future-proof my or your career? How can we do it? Because one of the things that's wonderful about our lives is things change. You know, if you think about even 5 years ago, you know, COVID aside, but the roles and the titles that people have evolved, you know, we've now got app developers, we've got kind of podcast producers, we've got kind of software engineering, we've got med tech evolving, you know. And one of the things that's fascinating right now is that we're in the fourth industrial revolution. And actually the future of skills from Nesta, one of the nice things that they talk about is these kind of share insights into the kind of top skills that might be needed, you know, around 2030. So if we think about where we are now, and those skills are things like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, you know, that flexibility, the ability to be active learners. So, you know, in a sense, when we start to think about it, you know, and we look at where our strengths are and what we value, all of a sudden we start to get a sense of like, oh, there are certain things that I've got, which are skills that I know, one, are needed, and they're needed in a big way, but also there's certain ways that I can feel that I can generate this further. And actually, by doing that, one of the things to sort of think about, so there's two slides that I'm going to just talk about and then I'll just pause, which are there things happening in my area, in my specialty area of interest, that I've maybe not had a chance to think about because I've been in the business of what I do? And actually, in order for me to future-proof what I do, what is going on outside? So what are the policies that are shaping trends? What are the advancements that are taking place? You know, my area of expertise and interest, you know, is there a demand for it, actually? You know, that's really important to get our head around, you know, what areas are developing, and are there things growing or declining in importance? Because as we build our journey, these are questions that sometimes we're kind of on it, it's good to think about. So these are a few things to get our head around. And then alongside it, the question in relation to your strength that you all shared, I would like you to think more around this now. So this is a few questions around understanding about what you might want to do next. And actually, generationally within your workplace, you're going to have such richness with the people around you. And it's almost like you have that rich tapestry of individuals that you can share. And so each of you had said, you know, in terms of where you are, you know, if you look at the far side on the sharing your knowledge, you know, what skills do you have that you'd like to share with others? You know, could you create a lunch and learn and other activity for people to get involved with? And then actually on the other side, you know, what do I want to learn more about next? You know, if I'm actively interested in certain areas around perhaps leadership, around teaching, have I really got myself involved in the way that I want to? And then future trends, you know, for many of you, you know, what are the actual three main trends that are happening in your space right now? No matter what stage you're at in your career, this is such a great thing to be thinking about. And just in the last couple of moments, there's just a few slides that I just thought, the last one is just such a lovely one to sort of think about, and then I'll bring things together. But in terms of thinking about these three areas, learn about future trends and sharing your knowledge, you know, could you just pop in the chat, you know, for you, if you were thinking about what to do next in this space, where would be your focus? Are you more in learning? Are you more in trends? Are you more in sharing? Just pop it in for me now so that I can see where you're at. And just as I'm doing this, there's a really interesting technique to think about. If at any point you're feeling demotivated at any time, just to try and remind yourself that you've got this, you know, you can do it. So the technique is called the five whys. And it's a really wonderful one for you to also help other people if they get a bit stuck as well. So let me just share the five whys. And by the way, this is a PDF that you can all have afterwards as well. So I'll make sure if that's possible, we can happily share it so that you can go back to it if that's okay to do. But the five whys is particularly when you're feeling a little bit lower. You know, why am I unmotivated? I've made an example up. But the idea behind it is that we ask a question and then we think about the response. And then we keep asking ourselves this so that we make sure that when we're kind of maybe going off track, we can take control again and come back in. So this idea is that if at any point we feel like we're kind of not as motivated as we might do in relation to our career, we can use this technique to help us, basically to coach ourselves, to think about why is it in that way. And just as we're doing that now, I can see that each of us have got different things going on. Oh, lovely. So there's quite a few learners. Learning, but nothing to do with medicine. I love that, Ruth, too. It's important for us reach. And then also we can see here that Lucy's saying the sharing. And it's so nice, the stages that we're at. And alongside that, what I wanted to then do was to ask you and to get you to think about, in relation to your journey, the learning, the sharing, or kind of the trend aspect of what we're doing, I just wanted to get you to think about something called job crafting. And a question to ask. And I would love you to think about one thing. So you can see on the screen here. So in relation to job crafting, it's a term that is around thinking about how you can kind of design your role in the way that you want to. And so the ideas around it are just thinking about, you know, certain ways that you can maybe craft what you do, and you can group it in particular ways. And so the idea being is that you can start to think about, are there things I can do beyond today to start to think about, you know, how I can craft and share in the way that I want to. And so it was just to sort of get you to think about, is there one thing that I might be able to do that would really help my own career and actually prepare me for the future? And so my last sort of question to ask you, and I'll then bring the slides down, and if there is questions, great, but if not, we can bring it together, is, you know, if you were to identify one thing that you could do, what would be that one thing? Can you pop it in the chat for me, that one thing? So if you're learning, pop in, like, what would you want to focus on next? I can see that Ruth's has nothing to do with medicine, but more of it. And then also, if you are at a point where you're wanting to gather insight or knowledge or develop skills, you know, it could be really helpful to think about the skills that you've got and in what way you want to enhance it. And so just to think about in that way, which would be great. And then I'll just bring down slowly but surely the slides and start to just, I think I can stop. There we go. Just getting used to where I am. And so one of the last things I wanted to bring us together with is the most wonderful career theory, just to end on, which is by someone called John Crumbolds. John Crumbolds, very interesting, 40 years really thinking about the kind of way that our career navigates. And just as this last question, this last ponder to share with you, is it's called planned happenstance. And it's the serendipitous nature of how unpredictable chance events can have significant impacts on our career. And like, just think about who is in the room today and who you can connect with and build relationships. But it relies on a few things. It relies on curiosity. It relies on realistic optimism, persistence, when you know that you want it to go for it. Also, flexibility. And then the final one is knowing when to take a calculated risk in relation to your career. So I wanted to kind of bring us together and to think about that. And I can see some wonderful things that people are going to do, which is bring my piano back in. Jyoti, bring that piano back in, and Geeta's going to find more time for yourself. I think it's really important for us to have time to think, because actually it's often where our best creativity comes from. Oh, of course, Lucy, I can repeat them again. So planned happenstance, and in fact, I can write it in the chat, but planned happenstance does a few things. It's looking at curiosity. It's looking at optimism, but realistic optimism, persistence, you know, to deal with those obstacles that you get in your way, flexibility. And then the last one is knowing when to take a calculated risk. Oh, thank you so much for all your energy and enthusiasm and getting involved in the chat. It's been lovely to join you.
That was really good, Susie. Thank you so much. That was truly thought-provoking and empowering. I'm sure everybody loved it. And everybody, please do give further thought to all the questions and points that Susie discussed. And do check out WonderIf.
Oh, yeah. It's really great. Oh, if anyone wants to, I can send them, you know, a little book of career thoughts for free. Just email in and I can send it. Total pleasure. Just let me know. It's just a lovely workbook that you can walk through. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for coming today. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the Medical Women podcast. Make sure to subscribe for free on whichever podcast platform you listen on so that you automatically get our episodes. The aim of this podcast is to support and empower as many medical women in their careers as we possibly can. So please share this episode with at least one other medical woman. If you're interested in joining the Medical Women's Federation, we would love to have you, and all links to our website and social media are in the show notes. This podcast has been produced on behalf of the Medical Women's Federation by Dr. Nuthana Bayankaram and Miss Jenna McKenzie. Our music was composed and played by Dr. Kethke Bayankaram. Thank you so much for listening.